Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black, and the Chinese are preparing for their next build-out of their space station. What is the next component, Bob?
Oh, okay. So they launched at the end of April their first core module of their space station called Tianhe. It's up in orbit. In the process, they dumped a core stage of their rocket on the ground in the ocean. It could have landed on someone's head. They don't really care. And so then they have it up in orbit. They've checked it out. Everything's working. And so they've now got it in its right orbit. And so they are now have rolled out their Long March 7 rocket. This is a smaller rocket, a new rocket. It's only launched a few times, for a launch later this week of the first Tianshao cargo freighter to this core station. Tianshao will bring about 5 tons of cargo and about 2 tons of propellant to the station. Dock with it, unmanned, automatic docking, and it'll prepare the station bring supplies and fuel to the station in preparation for the launch in June of their first manned flight to the Chinese space station, CSS. And now those three astronauts are going to plan to be up at the station for 3 months. And so they're beginning to lay this out. Do not expect them to tell us much about anything that goes on their space station other than some, you know, puff press releases. It'll be like the Soviet era where the Russians would not tell us much but superficial data, making only periodic terse announcements. That's what China has been doing up to now with most of its missions.
Just all right, Bob.
Expect anything more than
I've got my magnifying glass out, and I'm searching the surface of Mars for the Mars rover that landed recently thanks to the Chinese Communist Party. I can't find it, Bob. Do you know where it is?
Well, we don't know where it is or what has happened to it. There was a big deal made about them landing late last week, the Chirang, their Mars rover, and they said they successfully landed it, and it's very possible, and it's likely that they did successfully land it. But unlike every other Chinese rover lander on another planet that has occurred in the last decade, they have not released any photos at all immediately after landing. Both U2 rovers on the moon, it was brought down by a lander. It then rolled off the lander. But immediately upon landing, they got photos to show us the horizon and the ground. Right away, we got those images. We've got nothing now. It's almost, 5 days since they landed, and nothing's been released. Now, this could change, but nothing's been released. And they say that the Chirang itself won't release images till the end of the month because it's got to roll off the platform, the lander, and then set itself up. But I don't know why. It's actually very astonishing that their lander had no simple cameras to transmit a few simple images. And so I'm asking the question, where is the rover? Is it landed successfully? We have no confirmation of that at the moment. And I've got some pictures up of the landing site. We don't even know exactly where it is.
Bob, did they do anything like this when they put rovers on the moon, the first one that failed and the second one that succeeded? Did they?
No, both of them. That's what I just said. They immediately released pictures. So you knew within hours of landing.
No, I know about the landing, but I mean, were they difficult getting data out of? I can't remember.
Well, once the initial landings, they've never, as I say, they're very terse with the information. On U2-2, that's been sitting on the moon now for almost 2.5 years, they tell us very little about what it's like.
So
they give out press releases,
okay,
but we know first.
So this is their pattern. All right, fine.
Yes.
Bob, quickly, an image on the surface of Mars that you like.
Yeah, Yeah, this is what I call flaking and cracked floor of a Martian crater. This looks like glacial material that's sublimating away. And I think of the ice in New York City near the weeks after the storm, and it's beginning to disappear black and sooty. Well, that's what this looks like. And it's basically because of the location. It's very close to the 30 latitude line. It's in an area where you'd expect little ice or ice going away.
Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and the Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.